What can you expect for ongoing treatment?
Ongoing treatment for HIV includes regular appointments with your doctor to monitor the amount of virus in your blood, viral load, and your CD4 cell counts. This is done with blood tests taken every 3 to 4 months that show how much virus is in your blood and how the virus is affecting your immune system. The results of these tests will help monitor your infection and help you make decisions about starting antiretroviral medicines. The most effective treatment for HIV infection is antiretroviral medicines called highly active antiretroviral therapy, HART. HART is a combination of several antiretroviral medicines that aims to control the amount of virus in your body. It interferes with the ability of the virus to multiply and weaken your immune system. The decision to treat your HIV infection with HART is based on your general health, your CD4 counts, your viral load, and your willingness to follow your medicine schedule as prescribed, which is essential for successful treatment of HIV. HART medicines that are most often used to treat HIV infection include nucleoside-nucleotide reverse transcriptase inhibitors such as tenofovir, emtricitabine, and abacavir. These medicines are often combined with other medicines for best results. Non-nucleoside reverse transcriptase inhibitors, such as efavirenz, nevirapine, or etravirine. Protease inhibitors, atazanavir, ritonavir, or darunavir. Fusion and entry inhibitors, such as enfuvirtide and maraviroc. And integrase inhibitors, such as raltegravir. The medicine combinations you get at first may change depending on how well they work for you. Treatment guidelines suggest the following for people with HIV. When considering treatment, experts currently consider your CD4 cell count and the presence or absence of symptoms more important than your viral load. If your CD4 cell count is below 350 cells per microliter, MCL, you should begin treatment to stabilize and increase your CD4 cell count. If your CD4 cell count is between 350 and 500, treatment is recommended to help keep your immune system healthy and prevent AIDS. If your CD4 cell count is greater than 500, you may want to consider treatment. If treatment is not started, your condition will be monitored with frequent CD4 cell counts. If you have symptoms of HIV or AIDS, doctors recommend starting treatment, whatever your CD4 cell count is. If you are pregnant, you should be treated to prevent your developing baby, fetus, from becoming infected with HIV. If you also have hepatitis B and are starting treatment for it, you should begin treatment for HIV also.
What lifestyle choices can you take?
Lifestyle choices that can help keep your immune system strong include quit smoking. People with HIV are more likely to have a heart attack or get lung cancer. Cigarette smoking can increase these risks even more. Limit your use of alcohol. Abuse of alcohol increases the rate of HIV progression. Eat a healthy, balanced diet. Getting adequate protein and calories may help your immune system fight the HIV infection and improve your overall health. Exercise regularly to reduce stress and help you feel better. Do not use illegal drugs. Using drugs that you inject into a vein increases the risk of HIV progression, though the reasons for this are not clear. The illegal use of injected drugs can make it harder to follow a treatment plan and increases the risk of transmitting HIV to others. Abuse of marijuana, cocaine, crack, and other drugs also can cause HIV to progress more rapidly.
What else can you do to live better with HIV?
Learning how to live with HIV infection may also keep your immune system strong, while also preventing the spread of HIV to others. Learn more about HIV to actively share in healthcare decisions. Join a support group to share information and emotions relating to HIV. Practice safe sex. Use condoms whenever you have sex. Learn how to handle food properly so you do not get a foodborne infection. Counseling is another treatment that can improve your quality of life while you are living with HIV. It can help you manage anxiety and depression, which commonly occur with an HIV diagnosis.